More today with Laura Duff, the health and wellness specialist with Friesen Brothers, as she was telling us about the beehives that they currently have on the roof of their store in Southwest Edmonton. She says they've been learning a ton from this project, which they're doing with help and mentorship from some beekeepers and honey producers right across the province.
The neat beekeeping course is fantastic. The gal who instructs that is from ABC Bees down in Calgary, and she is just an absolute leader in the industry and is so passionate about educating people to raise bees responsibly and reliably, because there's a ton of things that can go wrong with beekeeping. Like, I was completely naive to this a year ago, even having been to some of our producers' like farms, and I've held bees in my bare hands in the past, which is super cool. And to understand that, like, honeybees are naturally pretty calm, and then if we smoke them, you can literally pick them up with your hands and they, like, won't sting you. It's super cool. The education part is, holy cow, like, bees have this incredible life cycle of approximately, like, 42 days, and they know instinctively what to do from the moment that they hatch all the way through to the end of their lives, and they change jobs or roles about every 3 to 8 days, depending where they are in that life cycle, and it's incredible that it's so instinctive. It's also incredible to just watch the hive. So we go visit it weekly right now to watch the flight patterns even of the bees. It's almost like watching a runway at an airport. The bees, they fly in the same pattern. So they come up and they go down in the exact same place. So I'm really excited to get it like a time-lapse camera up on that roof to capture that, because it's incredible. It's the same pathway on and off of the roof and in and out of the hives. Bees are fantastic, incredible creatures to study.
Did you ever think that when you first started this project that it was going to be as interesting as it's turning out to be?
Mostly since taking the beekeeping course, I've been nervous that it wouldn't turn out, because you learn a lot about hive loss. And working closely with Richard at Good Morning Honey, he's explained a lot of about hive loss and just winter losses and it being totally normal, and some winters are harder than others. Last winter was quite mild, which was really beneficial, but, you know, 2 winters ago we had that horrible cold snap in January that was really tough on beekeepers. So for the last couple weeks, we started telling all of our staff that we were going to have bees back in February when we started setting up the store. And then as soon as the store opened, you know, a lot of people found out that we were talking about having bees, and the staff were talking about it a lot. So every time I visited the store, they'd be like, oh, when are the bees coming? When are the bees coming? And they're fragile creatures, too. And to travel with nukes, we had to plan it correctly. It had been the right weather to introduce them to their new home. So there was a lot of anticipation. And after taking the course and learning more about hive loss, I was really, really nervous to do interviews right at the beginning, because we could have set them up and they may have just not taken, or we killed the queen by accident and we would be in a worse spot. But so far, going really well. The thing that has surprised me so much is the engagement from our staff in that store. I work at our head office, which is about a half hour west of Edmonton. And when I go into the store, and there's staff I haven't even met yet, because they're maybe like a part-time clerk or a cashier, and they've gone out of their way to track me down in the store while I'm there and say, I heard the bees are coming. I really want to volunteer my time. If you need any help at all, let me know how I can get involved. I really want to learn about the bees. And they, it's almost like a little human swarm when we go into the store, because they're so excited and they just want updates all the time and they want to be involved, and they're all like cheerleaders of it. And it's hard to contain that excitement, because bees really like to be left alone. At most, we go into their hive once every 7 to 10 days is pretty much as much as you want to go in and let them be on their own. And everybody wants to be a part of it. So unfortunately, we have a big window at the top of the stairs that they can look out and see the hives, but so many of the staff want to be a part of it. So, and we're getting staff calling the office from our other Friesen Brothers locations, or even like friends and community members who are like, oh, if you ever think about adding bees in Stony Plain, we've got this for you. Or if you ever add hives in Hinton, we've got a great acreage that you could put them on. It's like been an overwhelming positive response. And I'm kind of control freak. I always plan for the worst case scenario. I'm thinking, you know, we got to get all these liability waivers in place and we have to have safety and fence and signs and all this stuff and thinking about how it could go wrong and be prepared for that. But everybody else is just so optimistic. The customers are thrilled. There was a bee inside the store in the deli. I have no idea how it got in there, but it was on a girl's customer's sleeve and she didn't even mind. So the excitement around it has been fantastic, especially it's something positive coming out of COVID, right? Like it's that excitement has been the best part.
That's Laura Duff, the health and wellness specialist with Friesen Brothers, talking about the beehives they currently have on the roof of their Southwest Edmonton store. We'll have more from her on tomorrow's show.